Lord.
Visit our friend, just our regular church saint.
Right.
We welcome you this afternoon.
Right.
We welcome you this afternoon to our Agape Apostolic Church of Deliverance, where we honor the Lord, and we believe there's one Lord, there's one faith, and there is
one
baptism. One God and Father of all, who's above all, who's through all, and thank God mostly He is in
you all.
In us all. So for that we say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. If you didn't get a chance to testify, can we just say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord!
And the scripture does say, let everything that has breath,
praise the Lord.
Let everything.
Everything.
Amen. Do you have breath? Then we ought to
praise the Lord.
Amen. Truly, we just thank God this afternoon for being here. We honor the Lord for the service and the program on last night. And one of the things that Pastor Gilmore said to me, and he also said, as he was emceeing the program, he said, how can you partake in your brothers and sisters' blessings or know their trials if we don't have fellowship?
That's right.
How can we, when the scripture says no one wants to suffer?
No.
Amen. And he wasn't just talking to one little church. Mm-hmm. Amen. He said, but one rejoice,
we all rejoice.
Yes. Amen. Try and make it a habit. I mean, we can't go to everything. Amen, but sometimes it's good not to be a house potato.
That's right.
It's good to get out, to rub shoulders, amen. And you all left a little early for service, and amen, I was in favor of you all leaving. As a matter of fact, I went around and gathered you all to leave early, because I didn't want you all to skip our service. Amen, but I knew it was a long service because we had the baptism, so we picked people up at about 2:30, and this was about 7:30. 5 hours in church for an adult is a really long time. Mm-hmm. Unless we're in China where they go 18 to 20 hours. Amen. But I know we have to leave early. But at the end of service, one of the singers gave her testimony, and I missed most of them because I wasn't in there. And they had a 20-minute prayer service. Mm-hmm. That, besides the four baptisms in Jesus' name, that was the highlight.
Yes.
Amen. Because we were praying for a miracle and for a breakthrough.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we go through some stuff. Amen. We have some challenges. We have some tests. We need the prayer of the saints. Amen. The scripture says, if two or three of us agree on any matter on earth, it shall be established where?
In heaven.
In heaven. And then Jesus told his disciples, he said, whatsoever you bound on earth shall be
in heaven.
Sometimes we need a fresh anointing.
Yes.
It's not that we don't have an anointing, but you need a fresh anointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You need to see what someone else is going through. Yeah. I know they prayed for one of the sisters that I didn't realize it until they said the prayer. Pastor Gilmore said she was all of a sudden blind. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sister Rose, the one that was up front singing, she was blind, and I didn't know that. He said, just as fast as God took her eyes, God has given her the faith to believe he's going to restore her sight.
Yeah,
well, you don't know that, amen, unless you go out.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. So truly we thank God for that. And all of you that testified, I thank God. I'm going to give you a grade, A plus. Nevertheless, you know, when God gives you an anointed testimony, we do not get in God's way when God's anointing is there. Amen. So when God lets you free flow in the Spirit,
hallelujah,
and you're blessing others, we do not want to hinder that. So I'm not saying quench the Spirit.
Right.
If God moves you to testify, mm-hmm, amen. Somebody said, let go and
let God.
Let go and
let God.
Amen. So, amen. But well, we're honored. Amen. We're blessed to be here. Once again, we thank God for Sister Lakia.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Right there.
Yes.
Scripture lessons, though there's more rejoicing in heaven over
one
sinner that repenteth,
yes,
than 99 that needeth no repentance. So we honor the Lord for that, and we're going to pray for those that do not have the Holy Ghost. Say, God, fill you with the Holy Ghost, because that is a promise.
Yes.
Do you understand what a promise is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times in our natural our fleshly relationship. When somebody makes us a promise, we don't question that. Amen?
Amen.
Well, God's promises are more sure, the Bible says, steadfast in them. So when God makes us a promise, that promise is sure and steadfast, which means nobody, not even the devil himself, can take away those promises. So we pray that God will fill you with the promise of the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. Amen. Which we're going to read a couple of verses of scripture in Psalm 139 and also Psalms 26. Amen. And actually, I have a dual message, but I don't want your stopwatches to be on too long.
All right.
So before I even heard you on time, amen, I'd already purposed that I'm going to do part two, Lord willing, on Friday. Amen.
All right. Amen.
All right, then we might do it today.
Great God, Albert.
One thing my brother said when I had to speak down in South, he said, hey, if y'all want my brother to get out of the way, back him up. He said, but I know him. If y'all don't back him up, you don't think y'all got it, so you're going to keep going until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So right. I believe that'll work up here, too.
Come up.
Right. Amen. So Psalm 139 and also Psalm 26. Psalm 39, we're going to read verses 1, 2, and 23 and 24. And then Psalm 26, we're going to read verses 1 and 2. And the essence of the message will be in the script of the text,
mm-hmm.
in the scripture text. The essence of the message will be plain and clear from the scripture text.
Yeah.
Verse 1 of Psalm 139 reads, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my sitting down and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Search
me, O God, and know my heart.
Try me
and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms 126, verses 1 and 2. Judge me, O Lord, for I walk in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for your anointing. Father God, we beseech you, O God, this afternoon that you will send down thine anointing.
Yeah,
O God, for we realize that only the anointing can destroy the yokes. Lord, you know the yokes that many of us are confined with. Lord, you know the weights, you know the burdens. But Lord, we ask you on this afternoon, Lord, send your word. Lord God, our word says you sent your word and healed them.
Yes.
Lord, today we request healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we acknowledge that if you do not stop by here, Lord, if you don't show up, Lord, if your spirit is not saturating this place, Lord, all of our effort and labor is in vain. Now, Lord, send that anointing, send that word of inspiration, send us a spiritual blessing. And for this, we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we all say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As I stated, I think the essence of the message is very clear from the text. Amen. The essence of the message is clear from the text that we read. Psalms 139, once again, verse 1. The psalmist says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and
known me.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to know that you can have a personal relationship with God?
Yes.
Lord, you've searched me and known me. One of the requests that Paul the apostle had was not for God just to know him, but Paul said that I may know him.
Yes.
The power of his resurrection.
Yes.
And the
fellowship
of his
suffering.
Amen. If you don't wear no cross, I heard somebody say you won't wear no
crown.
I said, if you don't bear a cross, you cannot wear a crown. So he said, thou hast searched me and known me. Amen. Thou knowest my
down-sittings.
This is how it is when God is a personal God. Amen. Sometimes we don't understand everything that our brothers and sisters are going through. But God, hallelujah. God is personal. Amen. He's never more than a prayer away. Amen. And I know our God, the Bible said, he sits high and he looks low. But most of all, he ruleth in the kingdom of men. So whatever we're going through is not abstract. It is not unknown to God, because he has searched every last one of us. And he
knows
us. Can you imagine that God takes the time to know when we sit down and to know when we rise up? Amen. None of us don't have that kind of time to spend with each other. But a personal relationship with God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. This is what our God. So he said, I know you're down sitting and you're uprising. Amen. Thou understandest my thoughts. Hallelujah. Who are we talking about? The Lord. Understandeth our thoughts. Afar off. Amen. And this has a dual application. In other words, we can't get too far away from God that he doesn't know our thoughts.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we get a low. You know, sometimes you get through a valley low. Yes, read about it in the Bible. I heard that Jacob had a valley low.
Yes, he did.
I believe David had a
valley low.
Amen. And I know Jeremiah had a
valley low.
I know Elijah. The Bible says Elijah had a testimony that he pleased God. Therefore, he was translated and didn't even die. But that great spiritual warrior had a valley low. Amen. The great thing about God is he's not concerned with the lows. Amen. He's not concerned about where you are. God's concerned about where you are going. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So you know what the devil gets us to do? He gets us to focus on where we are. And when he gets us to focus on where we are, it bankrupts our faith. Now when you're bankrupt, it don't mean you don't have any. It means you don't have enough. Amen. When you're bankrupt, you know, you ever go through those chapter 7, chapter 11, it doesn't mean you don't have anything. It means you don't have
enough.
Can we preach to each other?
Yes, sir.
Amen. It means you don't have enough faith. Amen. So we have our valley lows. But in the midst of the valley, you know what I like about God? Psalm 121 says, even when I'm down low, hallelujah, and nobody else understands what I'm going through. Amen. When no one else can be touched with the feeling of my infirmities, when no one else can walk the road that I walked, even down in the valley, I can still lift my eyes to the holy hills from whence cometh my help. Can I get an amen? And that's what I like about you. You know, you can do anything. Hallelujah. I can be a Jonah that's running from God. Amen. And they can throw me overboard. Amen. A whale or a great fish can swallow me. He can take me down to the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But Jonah said, from the depths of hell, cried out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's no place that we can go that we can't still get in touch with our God.
Yeah.
God has searched every last one of us this afternoon. God knows every one of us. You don't have to stay where you are. You don't have to stay in the valley. Hallelujah. Because God knows. God understands. Amen. God said, you know what? I've been dealing with millions in your situation. It's not unique unto God. You don't have a special situation with God, because God is acquainted with all of your ways. Can we honor from God. Amen. And make it throw me overboard. Amen. A whale or a great fish can swallow me. He can take me down to the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But Jonah said, from the depths of hell, crying out.
Hallelujah.
There's no place that we can go that we can't still get in touch with our God.
Yeah.
God has searched him. Not unique unto God. You don't have a special situation with God, because God is acquainted with all of your ways. Can we say acquainted?
Acquainted.
With all
of
our ways.
Of our ways.
That's our God.
That's right. Hallelujah.
So in the middle of what we're going through, we don't need any man to help us. The scripture lets us know, my help cometh
from the Lord.
From the Lord.
Amen.
But the devil is the devil. So he gets us not to focus on our source or our strength, but he gets us to focus on the problem. Hallelujah. We're a whole lot of Peters. Amen. We did have faith in the beginning. In order for Peter to come out of the water and walk on his trouble, Peter had to have faith. Amen. Our problem is, yes, a lot of us started out walking on our trouble, just like Peter. But when the trouble magnified itself, we took our eyes off of the hill from which cometh our help. And brothers and sisters, our help won't come from our spouse. Our help won't come from our parents. Our help won't come from grandparents. Our help won't even come from our best friend. But our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. So the psalmist drops down. Now he talks about all that God is acquainted. And then he even goes down a little and says, you know what I consider God? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Can nobody do us like God? Can nobody make a way for you like God? Can nobody calm your troubled seas like God?
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the psalmist realized that maybe there are some things, even in God's goodness, even in God blessing me, he realized there are some areas that I come up short. So he says, search me, O God. This is what I want today. Search me, O God, and know my
heart.
Try me, Lord, and know my
heart.
Lord, I realize that you're acquainted with me. Yes. So I want you to search me, Lord.
Yeah.
Know me, O God. And then he said in the end, O God, after you finish searching me, after you finish trying me, I need you to lead me in the way everlasting.
Yes.
Amen. So this afternoon, our message is a request for a divine checkup. Is it all right to have a checkup?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Even in our medical world today, they tell us that we ought to have a checkup at least what?
Once a year.
The world is saying it's important to have a checkup. Amen. But in the psalmist, asking God for an examination. Amen. You know, they use different type of rays. Now, I know I don't want to go too far into scientific knowledge. They use all kind of different kind of rays to see what's on the inside. They got MRIs, and they have that, what do they call it? This new stuff they come, not new stuff, MRI, new, but CAT scans. Amen. They got all these different kind of scans to try to see what's going on in our bodies. So sometimes when you go in for a physical checkup, you have to have one of these special scans. I don't know if there's gamma x-rays or what x-rays they are to examine us to see what's going on the inside. But what I like about God's x-rays, hallelujah, he doesn't have to send us anywhere to check us out.
Right, yeah, right.
He doesn't have to go anywhere to give us a checkup. up.
Come on now, Lord.
When God, in the midst of your situation,
yes,
can come and give you a divine checkup.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, I need you to check me up. Lord, I need a divine search. Lord, I need a divine examination.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because I want to be, Lord, what you want me to be. Lord, I want to be where you want me to be.
Yes.
And Lord, I want to be doing what you want me to do. And can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's something about having God on your side. It's something about God checking you up.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, when we go through the medical field, they make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They see stuff that is not really there. Amen. So then they make you drink all of this stuff to poison you so they can see it clear.
Come on, man.
Amen. They did that to me when I was in the hospital. I was like, I don't know. I felt like I was a toxic patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell them that. I said, Doc, I'm toxic. I said, you only give me all this poison to drink to see what's going on the inside. I just choose, amen, to trust in God.
Right.
They said, well, we can't see what's going on unless we give you all of this, whatever that's going to reflect, whatever. I said, and then I'm going to have to take months to detox to get all of that stuff out of my system,
yep,
for you to find out what's going on.
Right.
But God.
But God.
But God,
but God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you request a divine checkup from him,
yes,
Lord, right where he's at,
yes,
he's able to search our hearts. He's able to try our thoughts. He's able to see,
yes,
if there's any wicked way in us. Hallelujah. And then God, after he diagnosed, how many know God doesn't have to erase some of this pencil?
Right.
You know, God doesn't make mistakes. Amen. Whatever God does is for your good.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says, know not to God all of his thoughts from the
beginning.
Before any of us ever created, God knew. So in God doing a divine checkup, he doesn't need an MRI machine. You know, a lot of people, they go on those MRIs, they are so much tension that you have to stand there and hold their hands. Praise the Lord, my wife. Amen. Amen. And some people, even when they go into the CAT scans, they get so nervous. Wouldn't it make better sense to get a divine checkup?
Right. Amen.
You don't have to expose yourself to any dangers. You don't have to expose yourself to any poisons. You don't have to expose yourself to any outside sources. But you can just say, Lord, my heart is ever before thee. Lord, my thoughts are ever before you. Lord, I need you to examine me. Now, when God examines you, you know, sometimes doctors, you know, when you go on new medication, amen. I'm not going to call a name out because some people don't like to take their medication. But we're going to leave them alone. Oh, they smile, so they know who they are. Yeah, they don't like to take their medication because they don't like the side effects when they're in medication. Can they get an amen? So even though the medical field diagnosed something, sometimes the medication is not just right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, stop laughing over in the corner. In both corners, amen. So sometimes the medication just is not right. So after they put you on the medication, in their checkup, you gotta go get a blood test, amen, to make sure that all the levels are where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure something is not too high, and you need to make sure something is not too low. Hallelujah. But when we put ourselves on God's examination team, amen, what I like about God, like Pastor Gilmore said last year, and I remember when they had a prayer request for him, when he had an aneurysm. Amen. He said the doctor had told him all of this. He said, but he got the saints of God and they got down on the altar.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. He said he had somebody anoint him with oil. Amen. He said that while he was down there praying, God touched him.
Yes.
That's right. Gilmore said, he had an aneurysm, and you know, aneurysm most of the time leads to death unless they catch it early enough. He said he had them anoint him at the altar. He said, and while they were praying, he felt God touch him. Right. And then he heard God say, you're healed. Amen. Guess what? He did not go back to the doctor a year ago. And God healed him because he trusted God. That's what I'm saying. When we ask God for a divine checkup, amen, maybe our heart is not right. God knows how to fix it. Maybe our thinking is not right. God knows how to fix it. Amen. Maybe we'll prejudge and wrongly judge some situations. God knows how to fix it. Amen. But God can't fix it unless you come unto me. Come unto him. For the scripture said, come unto me, all ye that are
heavy laden.
If you got some trouble, he says, come unto me.
Yeah.
Why? Because God knows how to fix it. The reason that we don't have the deliverances that we need, the reason we don't have the blessings that we need, if we're not learned to come to God. So in us requesting a divine checkup, Lord, I need one every day.
Amen.
And I'm smart enough to know I don't need mine on a yearly basis. I don't need mine once a month. But every day I want you to search me, oh God. Amen. I heard the songwriter say, I need thee. Hallelujah. But I like his breakdown. He went on further to tell God how much he needed. How much do you need the Lord this afternoon? The songwriter said, I need thee every
hour.
I don't need to let some days go by. I don't want to let 2 hours go by. But I need thee every
hour.
Then he broke it down a little further. He said, you know, God, that's not enough. I don't just need you to search me and give me a divine check of every hour, but I need you to give it to me every minute.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then we need to consider himself. He said, you know, some minutes went by and I still messed up. Any minutes go by and you still mess up, can we give God a wave off?
Yeah.
He said, Lord, when I look at me, I can't tell you about you, but I'm talking about me. Amen. Because heaven is my destination.
All right.
Amen. And I refuse to allow anything or anybody to stop me from hearing him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So I don't ask God to search me every minute, but I ask him to search me every 5 seconds to give me permission to mess up with my wife for 2 seconds. If I can get it right in the next minute. I figured that would wake y'all up. Amen. That's not true. But I want God to search me every second. I heard her say, excuse me. I mean, if y'all mess up in a second, boom, boom, I can get it right. That's how our relationship should be with God in a checkup.
Amen.
We don't need the hours. Amen. Because within an hour of me not getting it right, a lot of things can go wrong. And the Bible lets us know we must give an account for everything. So Lord, don't let an hour go by. I don't want to have to pay for stuff that I got in an hour. Amen. Lord, don't even let a minute go by because I don't want to build up a lot of stuff that I have to get right in a minute. Lord, but just let a second go by. Amen. And in that second, Lord, judge me. Lord, examine me. Lord, search me. Lord, try me. Hallelujah. Because I want to be right. Anybody want to be right? Hallelujah. Now I tell you something about our God. Hallelujah. No matter where you go and no matter where you're doing, he will come and check you out. So you don't want God to just, I don't want you to check me out because I just happen to be in the right place. But I'm asking God to check me out. Now, when you get a checkup, you know, when they find something wrong, what do you do when you find something wrong? What do we do when they find something wrong?
Fix it.
You got to do what?
Fix it.
Fix it. That's in the what? Natural. How much more in the spiritual? When God started revealing things that are wrong, Say, I'm going to do it next week, next year, next month. No, fix it right now. Don't let time go by, because we must give an account for everything done in our body. The Bible says every sin and every transgression receive a just recompense, a reward. Don't let it keep going. Amen. Because the longer it goes, the more you have to pay for. Amen. So as God is helping you see yourself, amen, don't use that excuse. I used to do it a long time ago, even when I used to have a bad temper. Nobody knows why I have a bad temper in here, right? Don't raise your hand. Anybody else? Oh, wow. Family didn't raise their hand. Yes, I used to have a super horrible bad temper. Amen. But you know what? When I had one of those bad experiences, God dealt with me about that. How you going to preach and tell everybody else what to do, and you are a city without walls? You can't rule your own spirit. Amen. So you know what I had to do? I had to have, Lord, help me to help myself. Lord, help me as you're shaking me up. Lord, and as you're exposing my faults, my failures, and my weaknesses, I don't want to stay where I'm at, because of my checkup, I know you got some spiritual medication to straighten me out. Amen. Now, my people that don't like to take their medicine don't raise your hands. Yes, we've had to pray for some people. Amen. Well, not those people. But when the doctor gives you medication, what are you supposed to do?
Take it.
Well, the answer is take it. If you case you don't know it, can we say take it?
Take it.
So when God gives us some spiritual medication, what are we supposed to do?
Take it.
Amen. But just like in the natural, when we neglect the medication, when we neglect what we need to get better, does the situation ever get better?
No.
Does the situation ever get better?
No.
It gets worse. So in the spiritual, as God gives us our divine checkup, amen, when you start listing, now, it's not important for you to go to Dr. Brother or Dr. Sister. Is it important for you to go to the doctor?
Jesus.
I said it's not important for you to go to Dr. Brother, Dr. Sister. I go even further. Dr. Minister, Dr. Deacon, Dr. Mother, Dr. Elder, Dr. Pastor. It won't do us any good. We need to go to
Dr. Jesus. Yes.
All right.
Amen. Because when Jesus started uncovering, when Jesus starts revealing the secret things in our closet that we may have even forgotten. Amen? When he starts revealing those things, he also gives us the spiritual medication to get that situation right.
Amen.
And it's just like some medications you go on, amen, they cause you to go through mood swings. Amen? Matter of fact, I was speaking to a person the other day. Amen. They always like to talk to me about God. I imagine they have to be in church. And they were saying that as a man, you should go through these mood swings at certain areas, at certain times. And he said, what's wrong with me? He said, I'm not a female, so I'm not having that stuff that calls that. Amen? Y'all know what it is. But this is on our radio, so we're going to put it out there. But he said, I'm not going through that. Amen. He said, but something caused him at certain times to act a certain way. He said, in the beginning, he didn't notice it. But then he noticed he was going through mood swings. Amen. So he said he had to get the advantage of that. In God, it's the same thing with us. We know the things that are emotional triggers.
Yes.
We know the things that will cause us to act in the way where the Bible says every sin and every transgression. You say, well, I didn't sin. Transgress means to go against. Sin is you willingly, blatantly do. Lord, yes. Amen. So if God says for me to do this, and I don't feel like doing it, and I do the opposite, I have just what? Transgress. When God gives us the spiritual medication, after our checkup, what do we do with it? Do we lay it aside? Amen. Do we let things continue as they are? Or do we start taking the medication? Now, the assurance we have in taking God's medication is this. He'll never give you too much. Mm-hmm. And God will never give you too little. I said when we have our divine spiritual checkup, and when God evaluates what's wrong, when he gives you the spiritual medication to get it right, what I like is he won't give you too much, and he won't give you little. He will give you just what you need.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that some of our illnesses, spiritual illness, have prolonged and gotten worse is we just won't take the medication. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, well, what did you take? I took it last week. You can't even do that in the natural. Amen.
Amen.
If we can't do it in the natural, what makes you think you can do it in the spiritual? And the devil is all the time playing in the back of your mind. If I were you, I wouldn't do that. That's the problem. The devil's already lost. Do you think he's going to give you good advice? Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to read this in closing. Just to let you know, the devil's never going to give you good advice. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He's never going to tell you anything to help you because he knows his fate and he knows his destiny. Amen. So let's go to Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to go to a verse. I haven't read this in a while, so just give me a second to find it. Amen. Where it says, prepare for the devil and his followers. I'm in the wrong chapter 25. Amen. All right, let's go. We're going to start off in verse. We'll start off in verse 34. And I'll read this quickly. Amen. 34 through 46, and I'm going to read this in closing because as God gives us an examination and God checks us out, we cannot determine what is the right amount of medication because he gives us just what we need. Verse 34 read, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the what?
Foundation of the world.
God has prepared something for every last one of us. And he prepared it before we were even born. Verse 35 read, for I was hungry and ye gave me to me. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger and ye took me in. Naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. That sounds like somebody that's not selfish.
Amen.
That sounds like someone that's in tune with God. When we are wallowing in our own circumstances, we won't help anybody else out. Amen. When we are stuck, amen. When God examines us and starts revealing to us what's wrong, we get depressed, amen, instead of applying the medication. And then getting depressed, we can't help anybody else out because spiritually we are out of tune with God. So he goes on to say, verse 37, then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came on to thee? They would say, Lord, you give me these accommodations. You give me this praise. But when did we do it? How did we do it? Amen. The next verse read, and the
king.
K-I-N-G, capital G. not just a regular king, she answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these mine, inasmuch as ye done it unto the one of the least of these my brethren, he says, ye done it
unto me.
That means we have accountability for how we treat one another. God said, if much as you've done it unto the least, you've done it unto me. The next verse read, then shall ye say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for who?
The devil and the angels.
I read all that to say, the devil had a place prepared for him. Do you think in your trial times he's going to tell you the things to help you when he knows that he's doomed? The lake of fire and hell is prepared for who?
The devil and the angels.
It was never intended for any of us to go to hell. But what gets us in that direction is listening to the wrong voice. As we stand, and as God gives us our spiritual checkup this afternoon as the ministers come forward, God, the Bible says, seeth not as man seeth. When God examines us, when God checks us out, remember this, inasmuch as you've done it unto what? The least. Of these, my brethren, he said, you've done it. We have a responsibility for how we treat one another. Amen. We have a spiritual responsibility to do what God has asked of us. Now, the question that we must address this afternoon, God has given us the spiritual medication. What are we doing with it? How are we using it? Are we allowing it to work in us? Amen. And the good thing about God is the Bible says he's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. So even if you don't get it right, God says, I just keep working with them and working on them in the hope that eventually they'll get it right. Well, this afternoon, may God giving us a spiritual checkup. Can we all agree to take the spiritual medication on a daily basis?
Hallelujah.
Amen.